Jeanette Princess, and on today's episode, we're going to learn how to keep sane. I know that juggling everything, being a mom, doing laundry, cleaning the house, sweeping, mopping, doing the dishes four times a day, work, bills, extracurricular activities, hobbies, traveling, all of these things make you have an overwhelmed feeling. And I know from experience that it makes you want to just crawl in a hole. I have no idea how many times I just want to sit in my room under the covers, watch TV, or just lay there and stare at the ceiling. And a lot of people would call that depression, but I feel like a lot of moms go through this just because there's so many things in a day that needs to be done, and we don't have enough time to do them all. And when we ask for support or help, it seldom is there. Most of the time, we don't even know how we make it through the day. At the end of the night, when we're just laying in bed, our minds never stop. I can't sleep. I know a lot of moms that says that they can't sleep because they're thinking about what they have to do the next day. Within 6 hours, I can think of probably 50 things that I have to do. With that being said, I know that you can take your frustrations out on your children. I have a very bad problem about this, and I'm trying to get better. Most of the time, you know, my child is so active, and I just want him to sit still for 1 second. I just want him to watch TV for 2 minutes, but he doesn't. He just wants to run around and be active, which is great. That's wonderful for a little boy. I mean, you want him to be active, and you want him to be learning at all times, but at the same time, like, you just need a minute. Sometimes I just want to run away. So, with that being said, I want to give you guys some of the steps that I take. And that way, you know, if you're having an issue with this, then maybe this will help you. So with steps, step one is to leave the house. I know sometimes that you just want to sit in the house and, you know, just stare at your phone or do the chores or whatever you need to get done, but drop everything and leave the house. It doesn't matter what you go do, just go do something. Take your child somewhere where he or she can play or run around or, I don't know, go outside, just something. Just leave the house. Number two is to talk to people. I know it's scary. I know a lot of people that don't really like to start conversations with other people, but when I go into the grocery store, I talk to people. I talk to the cashier. I talk to people in the aisle. If somebody's trying to get the same thing that I'm getting, I'm like, oh yeah, I decided to get this today. I'm going to make this for dinner tonight. And usually they spark up a conversation with me, and you never know who you're going to meet. So I would definitely talk to anybody that you really can, unless you're just having a really off day, and then don't go out of your way to do it. But my son is really good at talking to people now. He'll just say hi to everybody in the middle of Target, and I'm like, mommy just needs to get milk. Like, I just need to run in and run back out. But instead we end up talking to like 50 people, which is fine, and I'm really glad that he's so outgoing, but it's because he sees me do it, and it actually keeps me kind of sane, you know, to know that there's other people out there that actually want to have a conversation as well. Number three would be join a group. I am a member at a church that I go to, and it's called Siler Presbyterian Church, and if you don't know about this church, there's a lot of different groups and Bible studies for different types of people. So the Bible study that I go to, it's called Let's Study, and it's basically a mom group, and we have childcare there, but it's my favorite part of the week. It's my favorite thing to do because it gives me a 2-hour break from my son, and we get to eat some awesome food and have a great conversation and study the Bible. And every time I go, I leave and I feel just so uplifted and refreshed. And I just love going, and I've made a very strong connection with some of the people that are in there now. And I know that a lot of the other moms have found really close friends by going to this group. So if you do not have a group, I suggest you join a group, whether it be a exercise group or a church group or, I don't know, a hobby group. Maybe you guys like to go get coffee on Tuesdays at 4 o'clock. Just any type of group will do. So just try to do that. Number four would be set your kid up with something. My kid does 3 things a week. He on Mondays has swim class, and he really enjoys going to swim class. It's about 30 minutes long. It is a little bit of money, but I mean, if you can afford to do that, then that's a really good thing to do. It wears him out so quick, and he takes such a long nap afterwards. Oh, it's so amazing. And I've actually met some people there that are really, really nice, and he has got a couple of friends there that he likes to see every week, so that's fun. And then I go to the gym with him, and it's the Y, and he goes to the daycare there, and a lot of people that bring their kids there bring them there every day, so he sees the same kids every day. And at first it was a struggle. He cried, and every time a mom came to get their kid, he cried because he thought I was supposed to come get him and I didn't. But at the end of the day, you know, when I went and got him, he cried, but when I got him, he was fine. So after a while, he just started walking in by himself and going straight to playing, and he got to know the caregivers there, and they're really great with him, and he really likes all the activities and the fun stuff they do. They sing songs and play games, and it's actually pretty cheap because it's based on your income. So if you don't make a lot of money, then you can still do something like this because the Y wants you to stay fit within your community and to stay active within your community. So if you haven't looked into that, definitely look into the YMCA near you and see what they can do. Don't just go online. Actually go in and talk to somebody, because sometimes, you know, they can help you personally more than if you just try to apply online. Number 5 is to enjoy your errands. I know this sounds weird, but ever since I started doing this, I actually enjoy going to the grocery store, or I enjoy going to take library books back. You know, I take my time with it. I try to make it fun, and sometimes I don't really want to talk to people there, but I mean, if I do, then, you know, it turns out pretty good. And sometimes me and Grayson will just veer off and in Target or Walmart or somewhere, we'll just go to the kids section, and I'll just let him play with some of the toys that are there, and it kind of gives me an idea of where he's at in his point in life, because he changed so quickly that at first he wanted some stuffed animals, and then he wanted some cars and some trucks, and now he's kind of geared towards like bigger things. He still likes cars and trucks, don't get me wrong. He's all boy. Like, if I could explain Grayson to you, he's actively all boy. It's crazy. But he wants like balls, and he wants sporty type things, which is great. And I really enjoy doing that kind of stuff with him. So even if it's only 20 minutes, you know, take your time, enjoy what you're doing, and make it fun. Number 6 is to start a hobby. And this is my hobby right now. I do go to church a lot, and I do a lot of things there, and I'm actually a wedding director there, so that's kind of my hobby too, although I get paid for it, but at the same time, we only have like 2 or 3 a year, so I don't get to do it very much, but this right now is my hobby. So if you enjoy doing like writing or reading, or if you do want to start a blog, or if you want to start a podcast, number 7 would be a retreat or a getaway. And I know this is a little bit harder because it costs money normally to go to a retreat or a getaway. I know a lot of moms that have a group of friends, and they do this once a year, and they'll go to the beach, or they'll go to the mountains, or they'll go to Vegas or Florida or somewhere like that, and it helps them. And when they come back, they're refreshed and they're energized, and they want to see their kids. They want to see their husbands. You know, they want to get back to their normal life, which is great. But at the same time, like, when you're starting to go to those, it can be a little difficult because, you know, money situations, and you have to actually leave your kids to go to it and drop everything you're doing and actually make time. And if you work, you have to get off work, and it's just a lot. But if you could do that, or if you can do that, where would you go and what would you do? And who would you take with you? And it has to be somebody that's a friend. So if you're going on a retreat or a getaway, you can't go on a retreat or a getaway with your husband and your kid. It doesn't work that way. That would be a vacation, a family vacation, not a retreat or a getaway. I'm actually going to a women's retreat. It's in April, and it's through my church, and we're going to the mountains, and it's called Von Clarken. And I'm so excited. Like, you have no idea how excited I am to go to this. It's a group of women from my church, And basically what we're going to do is we're going to go up there and we're going to have lunches and we're going to discuss and people are going to speak and we're going to hear testimonies. And it's just going to be such a great time. And they told me that it is gorgeous. So I'm so excited to run in the morning at the crack of dawn and just run through the mountains with my hoodie on and breathe it in that air. Oh, you have no idea how great that feeling is going to be. I am looking forward to it greatly. And there's also going to be a little bit of shopping. So I'm very excited for that. I have to save some money so that I can go shopping. But evidently there's this cute little town with a whole bunch of like shops. And I'm so excited for that. And a bunch of my friends are going. So that's going to be a lot of fun. But if you can do a retreat or getaway, definitely do that. And that's the end of my step list. I'm sure there's more. And if you have more, you can definitely message me and leave a comment or anything like that and let me know what you think. But in conclusion to all of this, I just want you to feel like you're going to be able to take a break at some point. You know, you're not alone. We all feel this way. I think that at the beginning, when I started feeling like this, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm such a horrible person. I'm such a horrible mom because why would I feel like this? Why do I want to get away from my kid? Why do I want to stop doing all my chores? Why don't I want to talk to people? Why don't I want to leave my house? And all these things just kept coming up in my head. And it just made me more and more depressed and more like I just wanted to stay in bed. But then I figured out, you know, you can't do that. You know, you have to go out and you have to get things done because life goes on. It doesn't stop just because you feel like you're going to break. You know, you can't feel that way. You have to be able to fight through that feeling. You have to keep your head up and pray. I mean, that's what I do. I sit and I pray or meditate. And I know that sounds really strange to some people. Other people take it very, you know, to heart where they're like, oh my gosh, I do that every day. But some people don't. And if you don't, I'm going to tell you right now that I didn't. I didn't for a very, very long time. And all of a sudden, when I had my son Grayson, I had a leaf turned. And that's for a different podcast discussion, which I will go over at some point, but not in this podcast. But I just want to leave you guys with a little piece of what I learned this week, and it's kind of like an oath to yourself. So homework assignment was to take 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8, and instead of it saying love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Instead of saying that, I want you, the same thing that I did, I want you to, on a piece of paper, on a construction paper, make it pretty, make it however you want, just write it in black marker if you want to. But instead of saying love or it, I want you to replace it with I and hang it on your mirror to remind yourself every day that I am patient, I am kind, I do not envy, I do not boast, I am not proud, I do not dishonor others, I am not self-seeking, I am not easily angered, and I keep no records of wrongs. And I want you to read that, and I want you to read it out loud to yourself and look in the mirror when you do it and let me know how that makes you feel. Well, that's all today, but I just want you guys to remember to keep your chin up, princess, or your crown will fall. Next week, we will discuss season changes and what fun activities there are for you and your little ones. Until next time, guys, XOXO.